This is WHUS Stores, Connecticut, 91.7 FM, Radio for the People. And that concludes this afternoon's public affairs programming. Now it's time for jazz with In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. And we're going to kick things off with McCoy Tyner. All right. Yeah, that's a great McCoy Tyner from the album The Real McCoy. This was recorded back in 1967, and it's a great lineup. It's McCoy Tyner on piano, Joe Henderson on tenor sax, Ron Carter on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. Doesn't get any better than that. All right, well, we didn't have a show last weekend, but we saw some great music here in Hartford. It afforded us the opportunity to get out and see some great live music here in Hartford. And one of the concerts we saw, we featured it on our last show 2 weeks ago, was Chris Allen. And he's got a brand new album out called Circle House, and we're going to hear his rendition of the standard, Star Eyes.
Thank you.
right. That is Ed Fast and Conga Bop. So that's from a 2007 release called Straight Shot, and we heard the title track from that. Before that, we heard from Noah Preminger from his recently released album entitled Haymaker, and we heard the track called Morgantown. And we started that set off with Chris Allen from his album Circle House, his premiere album, and that is Star Eyes. So let me tell you some of the personnel on that. On Chris Allen's album, you heard Chris Allen on alto sax, Zakai Curtis on piano, Luquez Curtis on bass, and Eric McPherson on drums. And following that, we heard from Noah Preminger with Noah on tenor sax, Ben Monder on guitar, Colin Stranahan on drums, and Matt Provoca on bass. And I don't have the listing for Ed Fast, but I know some of the players on that. Ed Fast, a great conga player and percussionist. And along with him was the Curtis brothers, Zakai and Luquez, on piano and bass, respectively. And Steve Davis is on that as well, playing trombone, and a bunch of others as well. All right, time now is 6:29 here on WHUS. And that last set you heard was some of the great music that was playing in the Hartford area this weekend. We really enjoyed hearing all this great music playing around town last week or so. Also, there were a lot of great albums that were released recently, and we're going to hear from some of those right now. We're going to start out with a very interesting set from J.D. Allen. And along with J.D. Allen are a couple local players here, Desron Douglas on bass and Jonathan Barber on drums. So take notice of the great bass and drum work on these albums. J.D. Allen, his new album is Grace. We're going to hear Papillon 1973, followed by a gorgeous ballad of sorts called Selah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, that is gorgeous. Beautiful. J.D. Allen from his new release, which is entitled Grace is the name of it. And we heard two tracks from that. We started out that set with a number called Papillon, 1973. And I just looked it up. Papillon, the movie, was released in 1973. So obviously that is where that title comes from. And after that, we heard, as I said, a gorgeous ballad called Selah. S-E-L-A-H, Selah. J.D. Allen from his album Grace is J.D. Allen on tenor sax. Eldar Jangarov playing piano in a very different style than we are accustomed to hearing Eldar play. J.D. really had him stretching out for this album. Quite a nice sound. Dezron Douglas on bass. And Jonathan Barber on drums. Dezron and Jonathan, two great musicians coming out of the Hartford area. And it's great to see them playing with J.D. Allen. The album, quite a departure from his last two or three albums, which featured a really high-energy trio. This one is much more introspective and perhaps ethereal, free-form playing at its very best. J.D. Allen, the album is Grace. All right, we're going to continue on now with Terrence Blanchard. He's got a new album out. The album's called Magnetic, where he blends a lot of his straight-ahead playing along with some very interesting electronics for a very nice sound. And then we're going to follow with Joshua Redman's latest CD that just came out called Walking Shadows. So we're going to hear that in the next set. Let's start out with Terrence Blanchard.
Thank you.
right. Time now is 7:04. This is WHUS Stores, Connecticut, 91.7 FM, Radio for the People. And we got a good jazz thing going on here. Just listen to some good down-home Southern style playing from Peter Cancora from the album Down Home. And we heard a track, Those Were the Times. And that's Peter Cancora on sax, banjo, music box. Got Richie Barshe, the great percussionist and drummer. And along with Garth Stevenson on bass, Kirk Nufke on cornet, and Brian Dry on trombone, tuba, and piano. Very interesting album. And in fact, Peter Cancora played here last weekend. We weren't able to get to the show over at La Paloma, but I hear it was a great show and a very interesting sound. That Southern, kind of New Orleans, but maybe more Americana roots sound, definitely with a jazz infusion. Peter Cancora, Down Home. Before that, we heard from Joshua Redman from his latest CD, and that one's entitled Walking Shadows. And that is Joshua Redman on saxophone, Brad Meldow on piano, Larry Grenadier on bass, and Brian Blade on drums. And a lush, beautiful orchestra as conducted by Dan Coleman, with Dan Coleman doing the string arrangements as well. It seems that all the great players, when they get to a certain level, feel they need to do a album, orchestrated and full of strings. So many players have done that, you know, going way back to Charlie Parker, Billie Holiday, and many, many more. And Joshua Redman has joined that fold. Before that, we heard from Terrence Blanchard. His new album was Magnetic. And the name of that track you heard was Pet Stepsisters Theme Song. And the personnel on that, quite interesting personnel. Terrence Blanchard on trumpet. Fabian Almazan on piano. He's a great piano player. Kendrick Scott on drums. That one had Ravi Coltrane on tenor sax and Lionel Lewicki on guitar. Joshua Crumbly on bass as well. So, all right, time now is 7:07. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. We're playing a lot of brand new releases that have come out recently, and I have some more to lay you onto here. One of them is by Dave Douglas and his quintet, and the album is called Time Travel. And we're going to hear a track from that entitled Garden State. We'll be right back. Dave Douglas from his brand new release entitled Time Travel. And we heard the track Garden State. And I'm headed to the Garden State on Monday, so I wanted to hear that interpretation of Garden State. And that features Dave Douglas on trumpet, John Iribagan on tenor sax, Matt Mitchell on piano, Linda O on bass, and Rudy Royston on drums. And now that I got that out of the way.